you're back? Yeah, they always come back.
Welcome to another spicy episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast.
Sit back, relax, and let the ladies do all the work.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby and Dory.
Con mi burrito sabanero voy camino de Belén. That's one of those songs that if you know, you know. Si me ven, si me ven, voy camino de Belén.
As much as I've heard that song, I don't know the words to it.
I learned that song when I was a toddler, so it's impossible for me to forget it.
That's like one of those holiday songs that every Hispanic household sings for. Yeah. Is that a Christmas song or a Thanksgiving or just a holiday?
No, it's a Christmas song.
Okay. You want to translate
because,
it?
All right.
I know it's something about a bull.
It's not a bull.
What's a burrito?
Donkey.
Oh, donkey, donkey.
So right. The donkey's going to Belén, to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born.
See, I don't know about none of that.
Yeah. Con mi burrito sabanero voy Can I just play it?
Oh, God. Welcome, guys, to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. What's going on? This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby.
And this is your girl, Dory.
What's up, boo? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. Why was Cinderella so bad at soccer?
Why was Cinderella? Because she was missing a shoe? I don't know. Is it something?
Somebody asked me that question. I'm waiting for their response because I asked why.
Oh, my God. That's really random. Why was Cinderella bad at soccer?
Let's see. I'm waiting for my response. He'll respond. Shout out to Gio because Gio's been my homie today. He said he's trying to cheer me up. So he told me a dad joke.
So that was the Cinderella joke?
Uh-huh. I still don't have a response. So whenever he answers, I'll answer.
I'm sure it has something to do with the shoe or she didn't have her cleats or something.
I don't know. We'll see.
How you doing, boo? What's going on?
I'm good. It's been a long day. Mm-hmm. I feel like every time I come on, I say it's been a long day.
Yes, please, please.
What?
Not that it's been a long day, but it's always like depressing. Like,
no, I mean, it's not really like depressing. It was just long and busy. Oh, wait, answer. Here's the answer. She kept running away from the ball.
Yeah. Shout out to you with the Laffy Taffy dad joke.
Oh, I love it.
No. I don't mean to say it like that. Let me backtrack. I don't mean to say it like it's depressing, but it's like, I don't know. Sometimes I know people are like not in good spirit and I want to like, I don't always want to see them that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always want to just be like, lift you up somehow, like get you out of that funk type shit.
I know what you mean. I'm really good at doing that for other people. I'm really bad at doing that for myself.
Same.
Right?
Same.
Isn't it crazy how that works?
Yeah, same. I think the only reason why I think I'm like that is because I'm so empathetic. So I know that if you're feeling like that, I'm going to feel like that in a matter of like just being around you type shit. So it's like, I don't want to feel that way. I soak up all that energy and I'm like, I just don't want to be down. And
I don't know. That doesn't happen for me. I don't like soak up their sad.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like,
I do
like communal sadness. If that makes sense. Like if it's more than one person and it's like something heavy happening. But if it's just like me and you one-on-one, I'm going to try to make you feel better. I'm going to try to like do silly things, make you laugh because I like to laugh.
Yeah. But other than that, how's everything going? How's the new job going?
Oh, it's great. Actually, it is. It's
no
really
fucking at work yet, right?
No.
Okay.
I'm still not fucking.
We don't like that for you. Where's the let me see, where's my there we go. Ooh. Here at the Ladies Pitch Podcast, we do not love that for you. Let's see how that changes for you.
Yeah, no, I really like my job. I really like my job. My job is full of perks. So far, everyone is like super nice and friendly, and I don't have anything negative to report.
I love that first like year, 6 months to a year at the job where it's like, yes, I love everyone here. I love it here. And then like a year later, you're telling the new employees like, yo, run, like. They're super toxic. It's a super toxic work environment.
It's actually not.
You ever seen the meme where you see, I think it's Bart Simpson. Is it Bart Simpson? When he's like telling the new employee, like, this is where I come to cry.
Oh,
you ever seen?
Funny.
That's how it is after like a year of being at a job. You're like, yo, this is, you're telling the new employees, like, this is where I come to cry. Yeah. But as for myself, I'm doing good. I'm doing amazing. Just came back from a trip, so I'm kind of miserable because I wish I was back. I'm a person that loves to be in the sun. It was perfect. It wasn't like
too hot,
and it definitely was not cold. It was like perfect.
Nice.
Perfect. You could walk around outside. You're not feeling like you want to like get in the shade or sweating bullets.
You don't feel like you're dying.
You don't feel like you're dying. Like, it's that type of like weather where you want to be outside, that type of shit. So.
I love that.
Nice and breezy with the beach. It was just, everything was just so, oh, God. Just being back at the motherland brought, like, back so many memories and shit when I was a kid. So, I was, like, low-key
emotional. How long has it been since you went?
Oh, man. I think it's been, like, 16 years.
Oh, wow. That's been a really long time.
That's a really long time. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've been back. Because Puerto Rico was one of those places where people would bring it up. And I would be like, I've been to Puerto Rico so much. Like, I would just want to experience a different place, you know. And I didn't want to go back. But I didn't get to experience it as an adult, you know. So, nah, it was a different experience. And it was great. I definitely want to go back. I want to go back for longer. I want to be able to really see, like, the little bit of family I do have alive left over there. At least my cousins and, you know, the two aunts that I do have that are still alive. So hopefully, I'm praying that maybe for, like, the next year I'll be able to go back at least for, at least a week.
Trip?
At least family, right. Because this one I kind of made it, like, relaxation, but kind of party, you know. So next time around, like, I want to really go to the country, like, where I really used to be at. And not so much, like, the city and, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it was dope.
I need to make a trip to my motherland, too. I need to go see my daddy.
Yeah. I want to go to DR, too, though. It's been a few years since I've been to DR, but I want to go to DR. I want to experience the DR outside of a resort.
Oh.
Yeah. I got to experience Jamaica outside of the resort, of course, Puerto Rico. I want to do DR. Thailand is still on the top of my bucket list.
Oh, my God. I was talking to the girl that's training me today. We were talking about that, about traveling. And she was telling me how her husband have, like, a map on the wall. And they have color-coded thumbtacks. So she does, like, one girl, like a girl's trip and then, like, a family trip with him and the kids and whatever. Mm-hmm. So she has color-coded thumbtacks of, like, the places where she's been. And he's trying to, like, catch up to her.
That's dope.
So, you know what is at the top of his list? You know where he really wants to freaking go?
Where?
Fucking Guam. What the fuck is in Guam?
Guamanese? I don't know.
So,
Guam,
like,
Guam food?
I don't want to offend anybody. So, I don't know anything about Guam.
Where is Guam? I'm sorry. Guam, I'm not very good at, you know, geography.
Guam is over by... like Malaysia, the Philippines, in that area.
Okay, well, I want to go to Thailand, so it's kind of like, it's the same thing.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt like that was just like, it's such a random place. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never heard anybody be like, I'm dying to go to Guam. Like, what? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah. There's probably, you know what it is? A lot of people are really intrigued by different cultures or, you know, like the food, the way that people live, whatever it is that they're intrigued by learning about different cultures. I get that, but there's just some places that I think I'm just a little bit of like hesitant and afraid to visit. You know, I mainly, honestly, you know why I want to go to Thailand? Because I want to go to the Tiger Kingdom and I want to take pictures with the tigers.
Okay.
You ever seen it? Mm-mm. Carl went to it. I think he posted pictures of, he has a picture with the tiger, like, right, the tiger's right next to him and everything.
I don't know. That's like really me cute. Wanting to go to India just so that I could ride an elephant.
That's dope too.
Yeah.
Or wanting to go to like Saudi Arabia or something, Egypt for the camels.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to do that. I want to ride the camel.
Like that shit is so dope. I think that we didn't appreciate the, maybe like for yourself, like the freedom. And even for myself too, like actually like traveling the world and seeing something outside of like what we know of. Like it was such a big fucking world out there. And we just know like,
I know,
New York and, you know.
Right. I try to, David and I always try to, like, do that for the kids, you know. Like, we would always go on, like, a big family trip, and we try to, like, do different things. Like, we would go on a cruise. We used to take the kids to Universal all the time. Unfortunately, Gabby and Julian, the little ones, they didn't get to experience that. But my older kids did. They went to some really cool places and, you know. I love that for them.
Yeah, it's true. My younger,
they can say like, I went to Belize. Traveled,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. My younger brother too, he got to travel. My mom and my stepdad became more of like traveling parents when we were already out the house and my younger brother got to experience that. Yeah,
because
that.
It was just one. You know how expensive it is to travel with like four kids?
I think that's fucked up. Like, I want to see the world too. Like, how you been to Paris, my mans? Like,
well,
I mean, how you seen the Eiffel Tower? It's crazy. Like, he's not even 30 and he's seen so many, like, I'm being a big ass hater right now. He's seen so many places because of my parents. My mom loves to fucking travel. Like, before COVID, she was going away at least twice a year. Now she's got back into it. I think she went to, this past summer, she took my stepdad for his birthday to Aruba.
Oh, I want to go to Aruba. Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you, all right. So let me tell you on my last day of my trip, it was the drunkest day that I had, right? Saturday and Sunday. But Sunday, all right. So I told the bartender to make me the strongest drink that he knew how to make. So he was like, all right, bet. Got you. Whatever. He made a strong ass drink. It looked like the blue drink. I was telling Jazz, it looks exactly like the blue drink from Murphy's. Mm-hmm. Exactly like it. Fucked me up, right? So I met this girl. She was there with her man. You know, it was a pool bar. So I'm in the pool chilling, whatever. They come in, whatever, whatever. A Spanish girl, black boyfriend. So I was just I asked her what was she drinking or something. We sparked the whole conversation. It was one of those things. So she was like, I'm having this, blah, blah, blah. Just so happened to be she's from Harlem. She works in Mount Sinai, all this shit, right?
You know how small the world is sometimes?
Yeah, there was a lot of people there from New York, right? Right. A lot of Puerto Ricans in New York, a lot of New Yorkans that travel to Puerto Rico. But anyway, she's telling me that it's her birthday on Tuesday and, you know, whatever. She's there for her birthday. She's telling me her man. And they've been together she's in a situation for 2 years with him. She was telling me about going to Aruba with him last year for her birthday. So she was telling me about being in Aruba last year with her man, and her man went to because she was like, oh, you got to be careful, girl. You go to Aruba, like, the fucking bitches, or prostitution is legal over there, so it's big. So she was like, they will approach her, man. They don't give a fuck, blah, 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 whatever. And she was talking about how some girl ran up on her man in the bathroom while he's in the bathroom, and she, like, pecked him or some shit on the lips and, like, grabbed his dick and was offering him head for $100 in the car.
Wow.
But she was telling me that shorty was bad. She was like, yo, she was a bad bitch. Like, and she was even saying, like, yo, I didn't mind or nothing like that. But I feel like you seen me there with him. So you know he's there with a girl. Like, if you want that, like, why you just can't come to me first or whatever, whatever. Like, approach us while we're together. And, you know, I would have been cool with it. Like, whatever. You know, she was one of those open-minded chicks that she would not have cared about her man wanting to do that. So whatever. So she was like that. They were fighting for like 2 hours after that. She was fighting with her man for like 2 hours after that. So I'm like, y'all fighting on vacation? Like, what the fuck, right? whatever. So she laughed about it. It seemed like she's fucking crazy. But he liked that shit, right? Figure, she's a fucking Scorpio. I know the women Scorpios are fucking crazy. He was like, yeah, I'm a Cancer. And I'm like, oh, I'm a Pisces. I'm the three of us. I'm like, oh, shit. So all three of us are fucking water nuts. Signs. Like, all three are fucking water signs. Like, we are crazy, you know? Whatever. So, whatever. That's needless to say, we kept drinking. They ended up ordering the drinks that I was having. Because I recommended. I'm like, yo, have this drink. Like, you really want to get fucked up? Like, I already have one and I'm like lit. So they order it. We start drinking or whatever. I met these other two girls that were from Chicago. We all just start hanging out, talking shit, blah, blah, blah. At one point, I don't know what her man said. I don't know if her man said something. Oh, gosh, I don't even know what we were talking about. But I guess he was talking about bitches from Atlanta. He said something about Atlanta women. But she heard that shit and she was like, what? What you said? What you said about Atlanta? Oh, you like Atlanta? Yo, she swung on my mans in the pool.
That's crazy.
She swung on him in the pool. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the hell did he say? Like, I really don't remember because at this point, I already had like four or five of these drinks.
Yo, mind you, really trying to get fucked up.
Mind you, I don't know if, like, I'm sure you do know about, like, drinking while you're in the pool. You don't really feel that shit. And it has happened to me before. So I should have learned my lesson. You don't really feel those drinks when you're in the pool, when you're having a good time. You just feel, you know, you feel nice, but you don't feel fucked up until you get out that pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing happened to me on Sunday. I didn't feel those motherfucking drinks until I got out that pool. I got out that pool. I know that we were all supposed to meet up again at 10 o'clock because we were going to go to La Placita. They, after she swung at him, I don't know, they ended up leaving. But I started just chilling with the two girls or whatever from Chicago. We got out the pool. We went in the hot tub.
I love hot tubs.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love that freaking hot tub.
I could live in a hot tub.
Oh, the hot tub was amazing. Amazing. But, yeah, that... And it's so funny because I say that because today on Twitter, I seen somebody post a tweet that said, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna bring this shit up in the pod because I'm like, why the fuck do people argue on vacation? But the question was, has anyone ever had an argument-less vacation? Like, and I'm like, wait, what the fuck do people argue about on vacation?
You've never been in an argument on vacation with your man?
No,
ever?
Never.
Oh, I have.
Why? Why do you argue on vacation?
I don't know, different things. It's your man. Your man is always bound to get on your nerves one way or another.
But you're on vacation.
So why? I'm still going to say what I have to say, and then we could continue having fun after the Puerca se me pase, after I feel better.
I feel like your mind shouldn't even be there. Like, I'll just be like, what? Like, I can't, if I'm having a good time, I'm feeling good, and my mind is just, I'm relaxed. Like, for example, like, let's say in a situation like that, if she was mad, because he was kind of talking to the other two girls too. Why would you be mad about your man talking to other women? Like, they not even, we're never going to see each other after this. You're there.
It's literally
he's
a conversation.
He's not
going
to get out the pool and go fuck them. You're there with us. Like, join the conversation and we all hang out and talk. Or, like, I don't know. I feel like you're not a person, you're not a person I should go on vacation with. We're going to be arguing. Like, I can't leave that shit for the house.
Oh, she a Scorpio, you said, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, she sounds like someone we know.
Jazz, don't ever be that person to argue with your man on vacation.
No, not her.
Oh.
You know who?
Arguing with your bae on vacation. Like, why would that even be a thing? Oh. Your homie. Your homie arguing with her. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, I can't. If anything, I would just hold that shit and just wait till after we get home. Like, you're not about to. You know what it is with me? Once I'm already, like, you trigger me.
My trip.
No, you're going to ruin my trip if you piss. You're going to ruin the day. And then we're going to waste the day because now I'm pissed. Because I'm not letting go of why I'm pissed like that. Nah. I hold on to that shit, so.
No, I don't. I eventually get over it. I get over things pretty quickly.
See, so if you could get over it quickly, then you getting mad should never have happened.
Yeah, well, it
don't even take it.
Don't be coming for me and my emotions.
It's true.
I don't remember what we fought about. Like, I don't remember. But I remember that. Well, I remember there was this one particular trip that I went on with David. We were at Mexico, and we were at this really nice place. Like, this fucking place was amazing. And, oh, I've argued with him on every vacation. now they're all coming back to me, all the flashbacks.
She's like that future meme, looking in the mirror. It's not me, it's them. You, bitch.
No, and you know what? It probably is me. But it's just that, you know, like, certain situations were just, like, uncomfortable. And he was always very much, like, you know, things on his time. And that shit used to piss me off. And if I had to tell him to go fuck himself, I would tell him, you know what? Go fuck yourself. And then I would go hop in the pool or do whatever the fuck.
I argue with you on vacation. I'm never going on vacation with you again. Argue with a friend on vacation. Ask if I went on vacation with her again. Nope. We ain't even friends to this day. Like, not doing it. You're not fucking up my vibe. It's true what they say. Everybody, you can't vacation with everybody. You can't live with everybody. You can't. It's true what they say, yo.
No, I agree. I think it's very true. You have to kind of be. You have to be mindful of, like, your relationships and your friendships, because
That goes for friendships as well.
Yeah, because you know, as much as, like, they're your friend and you love them, if every time that they come to your house you beef over something, or they come, or there's something that they do that you don't like, that it just annoys the hell out of you. Mm-hmm. It's like, imagine being locked in a place for 4 days with this one fucking person. That's getting on your nerves.
Yeah, no, for sure. I can't.
I don't know. I don't know if that makes me a bad friend. Listen,
no, it doesn't make a bad friend. It's not everybody is for everything. You got people that you can. It's like you got people that you can drink with. There's certain people you can't drink with because they don't know how to hold their liquor. And they always want to get violent, or they always want to get stupid when you drink. Then you know you can't ever drink with that person. Then you got people that you can't go out with because everywhere they go is a problem. I can't go out with you.
I love drinking with my best friend because we are the two dumbest people on the planet. And I love drinking with her because of that, because if we just laugh forever. I remember, don't kill me for this. I don't think this is a secret.
If you don't know, don't say it.
No, it's just that, all right, so for a while, she used to drink and get hiccups. She was the only person I ever knew who would get hiccups when they drank. And that's, I used Matt to find Alki. It so funny, and she hated it. And then, oh my God, we went through a phase where every time she drank, she threw up.
Oh gosh, I had a friend like that too. Every time she drank for her birthday, I was the babysitter.
Yo,
I for had like a friend three that used birthday
to,
straight.
I had a friend that used to get naked every time she drank. Okay, that bitch used to just start taking everything off.
She was like the guy from Old School. We're going streaking. And she was like jogging. Listen, tank the tank.
So it's just like,
I'm all right with that, though. Just don't do it in public. You're going to get naked. It's kind of like having you as a friend. You love being naked.
I do love being naked. God, there's nothing that I love more. Well, that's not true, because I have kids and I love coffee, but I hate clothes. I hate feeling like restricted. I hate everything. I hate bras. I hate underwear. I hate socks.
Nah, bras was the worst thing invented.
Fucking jeans.
Bro.
Ugh.
Bras was the worst thing invented. I can't believe, yo, when I was a teenager, I used to sleep in my bra.
Oh, me too.
I used to sleep in
my I think
in
we
my
all
bra.
Do that.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
I slept in a bra every night. Now I hate
it.
I used to. I didn't even take a bra to PR, bro. I did not take a bra to PR. Like, for what? No reason. I don't need it. I'm not going to wear a bra with these dresses. No, I didn't. I didn't wear a bra. No, give a fuck. But yeah. But I thought that was so funny. I was like, yo, she swung on my man's in the pool. Then I seen that question on Twitter, and I'm like, damn, why the fuck do people hang on vacation? Apparently people do.
But talking about Twitter, there was that thread of questions, remember?
All right, so we're going to get into the hot pitch segment. I'm pretty sure I got something for that. Let's see.
Oh, no, I lost it. Where did it go?
It's now time for Hot Pitch. You didn't take a screenshot of it?
No, I did, but I wanted to see like what it was, what the name of the thing was, but whatever. Let me go to my thing. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
All right, I'm going to go first. Hot Pitch, question number one. Money or power?
Power.
Same. Yours?
It's a little depressing. Okay, I won't do that one. Your worst relationship experience?
Anytime we put hands on each other.
I mean, yeah.
That's super toxic.
I don't know. I had a lot of worst experiences. I think they're all really up there, so.
All of them? Whichever one. Big or small house?
Neither. So I feel like my house now, this is just right.
It is.
I feel like this is just right. It's not big. It's not small. It's for us, for my family,
it's perfect.
Just right. Mm. Everybody has their own space. Nobody has to really be on top of each other.
But if you won like the lotto, would you get a bigger house or would you stay with a house this size?
If I was to hit the lotto, I would keep my house. I would just update it.
Okay.
Like, I would make it into, like, my dream home. You know, have it gutted.
So, you stay in Connecticut?
Yeah.
You was staying in Connecticut?
Yeah. Oh, I'm here for life, baby.
Jason, nah. I win the lotto? Nah, I'm out of here.
Yeah, nah.
I might leave the U.S. Shit. I might go to Canada.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only place where I can go is Canada.
I'm going to Canada, bitch. Shit, I'm out. We out of here. All right, y'all go.
Would you marry the last person you kissed if you were asked to?
No, because I don't believe in marriage.
That's a cop-out. Of a thing.
Well, I'll never tell. What's your biggest pet peeve?
I don't know. I have a lot. Okay. I hate when the water thing is empty in the fridge.
And I'm really thirsty.
Fucking hate that shit. Drives me up the wall.
Do y'all hear that, kids?
Yeah, that's definitely a big one. And also, I hate tripping over shit. Like, pick up your shit.
Nah, facts.
I hate tripping over shit. Or stepping on something and it hurts. Like, I want to burn the house down.
You ever stepped on a Lego?
Of course. What you think this is? At one point, there were so many Legos in my house that it didn't even hurt no more. It was just like, okay, whatever. This is the floor.
You was already used to the pain. That's hilarious.
Fucking crazy.
All right, you go. I'll do one more after that.
What's your definition of an ideal date?
A definition of ideal date? I don't know. Anywhere any place with a nice view and we can like sit down and just talk. I love to have a lot of conversations and like on dates, and especially like the first couple of dates. I just like to the whole, like, I don't know, see where your mind is at. I want you to see where my mind is at. Like, I feel like I'm one of those that you have to like really have conversations with. Like, mm-hmm. The attraction really builds there.
No, I know.
Yeah, because there's certain things that I don't necessarily, not that I'm judging, but if I don't necessarily, like your thoughts on them, like, they're just off or whatever, like, I don't know. I'm just turned off.
I don't know. All right, so for me, like, a first date, I don't care what we do for a first date.
Yeah.
A first date is just a first date. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to, you know, I need to, like, see you, talk to you somewhere else. I guess it's harder now because you meet people more online than in person. So you got to plan. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you got to see how you feel when you see them. Opposed to, like, meeting somebody and liking them right away. Like, face to face, like, and asking for their number, like, you already know that there's a vibe there. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you're a little more excited about the first date.
Yeah.
So for a first date, I don't care. Coffee and a walk in the park is fine. I really don't care. My perfect date, though, I want to, this is going to sound so dopey and corny, but my perfect date would be staying home. Like, I would like to stay home, but I want it to, like, be nice. I want it to be beautiful. I want there to be flowers everywhere, candles. And I just want it to be me and my person and, you know, our love. And I know this is so corny, but
I'm over here like barf now.
Yeah, no, I just because I feel like what we crave so the jaded. Most is intimacy. And there's really no better way, you know, like sex doesn't even have to come from it. Just as long as you're, you
sex
know,
doesn't equate to intimacy.
Right. And then I would like to, like, just, I don't know, watch the sunrise or go fucking stare at the stars and smoke or something. I don't know.
No, staring at the stars and smoking.
Facts. That, like, that's amazing. Tier. And yeah. Then you come inside and it's all warm and everything is already set up. So you have the ambiance. You already have the connection to the person. And it's just like, what could be more perfect than that?
Yeah.
Whew.
I know you really went into detail with that one.
You know why? Because in all these years, I haven't been able to do that with anybody.
That sucks.
It does. I haven't been able to do that with anybody. I haven't found one person to, like, kind of like fill all the areas. Like, for example, my husband would comply to, like, let's say one of those things,
mm-hmm.
or somebody else would, you know, would be something else. But then it's not together. It's not really consistent, and it's not everything.
Is that, yo, it's never like that though.
I know, but it's never like that. I am hoping.
I hate to be like the cynical one. I really do, because I was you. Trust me. If you knew me years ago, like, I'm you. Like, I love all that corny shit. And I'm not saying that it's not possible, because people have to really start looking for people that actually like them. When you actually start fucking with people that actually like you, boo, like, they will do shit like that for you. If right. you go after people that don't like you, don't care to do those things for you, you're never going to get that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So the people that actually do want to get to know you, want to be a part of your life, and actually just want to experience you, they're going to want to know what you love to do. And vice versa, because I know you don't have a problem doing what your person loves to do, because you're all about the other person when you're into someone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're all about the little things that they love, and they, you know, thinking of all the small details, and oh, this person said they like fucking lavender sheets, like, let me get them you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just you're like that as a friend, so I know you're like that as a partner. You know, so but when you start really chasing after, or really start opening yourself to people that actually do like you and have something to offer, they will do shit like that for you. So I'm just saying, like, I don't mean to sound cynical, but it's just like, unfortunately, sometimes we just be going for the toxic ones that really don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what it is. 2024, gonna start opening your heart and your mind to people that actually want to do shit like that and actually like you.
2024, I don't want to look for anything.
Well, you don't have to, but those are the things that, you know.
Like, this is my
your vision. Requirement. I'm not saying that particular like thing is a requirement, like having to be under the stars and shit like that. But
I'm just saying, like, my vision for 2024 is, I want to keep growing the business. You know, I want to settle into my job,
mm-hmm.
And I just want to get my shit in order. You know, like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And without stress and without bullshit, you know, I want to be able to do things, like, with the kids and not feel guilty Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to let go of all the guilt and the bullshit. And I don't know. I think I need to stay away from guys altogether.
You think? Yeah, I've been telling you that. I'm not saying it because I'm talking shit.
No, I know. But at the end of the... See, the problem is, like, I know you mean well, but it's like, I have to come to that realization for it to happen. Mm-hmm. Because you telling me is just like, it's in the back of my mind. Like, it's there. But it's not enough to deter the behavior. Know what I mean?
Right. But I asked you this question. At what point... How many hurdles do you have to hit before you're like, this behavior needs to stop?
A lot.
Okay. So that's a you problem.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm very self-aware. I know what my faults are. Mm-hmm. I know my bullshit. I know, you know, I can't lie to myself, you know.
Delusion is lying to yourself.
I consider
I'm like, delusion is lying to yourself, my love.
I don't know. I don't see it that way. I see it more is. Like daydreaming.
No, it's delusion, baby. Delusion is lying to yourself. And the delusion is making you think that things are what they are not. I'm telling you because I'm a delusional person. So delusion can point out delusion.
I guess. You know? I don't know.
But we're gonna turn it around. And I say we because I have plenty of things I need to work on as well. So we're going to turn it around. I know we say that, everyone says that every year, right? Every fucking year we have all these things we want to do. And we have great plans. We have great goals. What's our problem? Execution.
Right.
And that's what we're going to work on. We're not going to work on the goals. We're going to work on the actual execution.
Right.
Because once we get the ball rolling, we get what the fuck we want to get. We do what we got to do. We get there. You know what I'm saying? It's always the execution. That's it. And be more self-disciplined.
Yeah.
For sure. You know? Everybody listening out there, whatever your goals are, if execution is your problem, trust me, we feel you. But we're going to work on it. We're going to work on it. We're going to get it done. What you think?
Sorry.
That weed is good. Nah.
No, yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. And there's a lot that I need to change. I know that. There's a lot that I need to process in order to let go. This is getting sad. I don't want to be sad, yo.
It's not being sad, but you know what it is, Tubu? Like, now, you know, a lot of people go through, like, depression. Now this is the time where mad people go to depression. Like, the holidays, whether it's, you know, you're thinking about loved ones that you've lost. And we're not going to get so dark, but I'm saying, like, if now is the time where, like, you know, this is therapy to us at the end of the day. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're in a therapy, but this to us is therapy too. And I'm sure for the listeners, even when we're being, like, corny and funny, it's therapy somehow for them too.
Right, yeah.
Because if you get we can get a chuckle out of you every Wednesday of listening to our bullshit, then we kind of did what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, what we wanted to do with this podcast. So,
right,
you know, if...
I don't know, I just... Yeah, I always talk shit about the people that be like, oh, new year, new me, new whatever. So I feel like one of those people. And the funny thing is that it's like, I believe it because it already started. You know? And it's kind of like funny to like see it. It's almost like an out of body thing. Because mm-hmm. It's like you're seeing your own growth. No matter how small it is, you're noticing it.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. So, since this new me already started, I mean, I might as well just keep it going, no?
You knew you started 4 months ago.
No, the new me started in September.
Okay.
The new me started in September. And I don't know. I'm in a place where I feel like I only want to think about me.
Selfish phase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never had one. I've never been a selfish person. I've always been too giving, too nice, too everything, you know? So it's like the minute that I try to like do something for myself, I feel like
you're guilty.
No, not even so much guilty. I just feel like I'm being portrayed as a villain because I said no when I've said yes 5,000 times. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, so right now I'm very, I don't give a fuck-ish. Like, I don't care about anything. Like, I don't care about nothing. Everything is bullshit. Everything sucks. Nothing matters. Except my job, my kids, my business. Mm-hmm. That's it, you know? So that's where I'm at. Like, everything else is fucking background noise. And that's when you really see yourself change, is when you finally realize that and notice that and are willing to change. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever read the book, The Subtle Art of Giving a Fuck?
No, but I think I have it. Yeah. I think I own it. I don't think I've read it.
I've read it like 2 or 3 times. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
You should definitely read it. Or if you don't want to read it, like, I don't know if you're more into Audible books.
No, I'm a nerd. I need an actual book.
Yeah. I suggest you read it. It's really good. I haven't
read a book in months. I'm super slacking. I haven't read since the summer.
It's really good with breaking down, like prioritizing your fucks, basically. And the things that you should give a fuck about and other things that you shouldn't. Which you already know, right? But it kind of put things into a little bit more into perspective. Like,
right.
You know, if you really look at it, like everything is so minuscule compared to like
what really matters. What
really matters and just in life, period. You know?
Yeah.
So really, like you said, like those should be the things that you really prioritize to give a fuck about. Your job, your kids, your business. That's it. Everything else is like you said, background noise, and that's background. How it should be.
Yeah.
That shit raises blood pressure. You become lower risk of heart disease, like fucking heart trouble, you know?
Listen, no, we're not trying to do that.
And I get it. I get it because I'm one of those that I've given a fuck a lot about shit that I should have never given a fuck about. I should never give a fuck about. It's like little things, you know what I mean? Like with time, that shit just like, I don't know. It just diminishes like the fucks. And I'm not saying that, oh, I don't give a fuck about nobody, nothing. But it really has diminished like my fucks. Like, all right, just whatever. And like you said, you don't really have time for that shit. Like if you have to give a fuck about every little thing, it's going to be.
Right. Like it's so much. Like yeah. There's just so much more that it's important. Mm-hmm. And you get distracted. You know, you allow yourself to get distracted because you want to get out of your head a little bit. But it doesn't fucking work because then after the distraction, guess what? You're coming right back into all your shit.
Yeah, sometimes those distractions bring on
more stress. Headaches,
more stress.
Because
more
now drama. You're trying to figure out where to fit them in. Mm-hmm. And when. And, you know, you listen.
It's like trying to fill voids without ever, like, really healing the holes. Rather than healing the voids, you're just filling them with shit that, at the end of the day, you're still going to feel like shit.
Right.
After that, you know? What have you really accomplished? Nothing.
Right.
You know?
I don't want to be that person. Mm-hmm. I always procrastinate and stuff. I don't want to do them. Like, I know it's not good for me. I'm terrible. Like I said, my time management fucking sucks. It sucks. I always underestimate time. Always underestimate time. And then I'm late to everything.
You're like that little white rabbit in Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
I'm late.
Yeah, gotta go. Man. I'm always late. I'm late to everything. Any job I ever had, if they wrote me up, it was for lateness. Any job I've ever had that has ever written me up is for lateness. I've never been written for anything
I'm
else.
I'm late to all functions. I'm definitely
late to everything, woman. Fucking everything. Work, school, appointments, everything.
You're going to be late going to the pearly gates. Like,
yeah.
We've been waiting for you.
Yeah. Like,
we took your soul 2 days ago. Like, no, why are you just getting here?
Oh, and you know what my response is going to be? Oh, I'm sorry. I got lost and then I forgot where I was going.
The elevator went down first and I had to come back up. But I'm here. No, I'm telling you, like people in my family be knowing that, like they be telling me like, oh, this starts at 7, still there at 8, or for like kids' parties, like why I'm not bringing a kid. Why do I have to be here on time? Like
that's true.
As long as I'm here for the cake, and singing the happy birthday, and I'm bringing a gift. Like I'm not bringing a kid. It doesn't matter. Like, oh, you gotta be there when we do this and that. Why? Like I'm still showing up. I'm just not showing. Like why do I gotta be here when like Mickey and Minnie are here? Like I don't know. Whatever the kids like now. Whatever type of like character you mothers be hiring nowadays for kids' parties. Why I gotta be here when they get here? Why I gotta be here when the clown arrives? Like
I had a clown once.
I don't like clowns.
Her name was Giggles.
Like and you had a clown like for your kids' party?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
I had a clown once. Oh, and
it is the kind of clown I want at my party. Huh? It clown.
Nah, she was actually really cool. She was really good with the kids or whatever. She wasn't scary because she wasn't in, like, you know, she had a dress on with big clown shoes and the clown nose, but she didn't have like all that makeup and all the bullshit.
Lexi hates clowns.
I know. She runs from them at the hospital.
Yeah, when yeah. They be coming with the small little radio and it's mad loud.
I know.
I remember one time she was standing next to me and they were coming and she was just like looking away. I'm like,
oh, Lexi. I love you, Lexi.
Hi, Lexi boo. Hope you're feeling better. Oh, man. Yeah, she fucking hates clowns. All right, so let's get into this story. So Meg Thee Stallion back in the blogs again for the 15th time in 2023. Mm-hmm. Why? Because her ex man. All right. So Meg released a song Cobra a few weeks ago.
Right.
Right. So in this song, she basically said that she called her ex party cheating on her. She didn't name his name. She didn't mention his name, but you know, social media put it together that she was talking about him. So right. She said she rapped in the song Cobra. I pulled up, caught him cheating, getting his dick sucked in the same spot I'm sleeping. Lord, give me a break. I don't know how much more of this shit I can take.
Oh.
Right. So Mr. Party released a song a few days ago by the name. The name of the song is called The Person. Mm. And in the song, I'm going to play the snippet. Someone sent it to me and they wanted me to mention it. This little clip. All right, so he basically was outing Meg in the song, basically saying that, like, you know, he stood by her while everything went through all the bullshit. He defended her even after she lied about fucking some of the men that he asked her about. He basically said that he said something about her having lipo and then posting gym pics. He called her a beautiful girl with a disgusting soul.
Word. That all was types the of one shit. But I was like, woo.
Yeah, that was the one that was a little. All right, so I'm going to play this clip.
Treated you like a queen. Whole time I'm a clown in your circus. I tried to pull you up out the mud. Here you are trying to drown me on purpose. You know the devil was a serpent. Put some streams and views, girl, I hope it was worth it. Same for Megan Thee Stallion. This is for Megan the person. Have me beefing with niggas, you know you was fucking. Beautiful girl, but your soul is disgusting. You got everything, but you still ain't happy. That should be showing you some. High detectives, girl, you the feds. Not in your house, not in your bed. You lying to people, you sick in the head.
Wow, so he's basically saying that she's lying about shit.
Right.
Now, a lot of people on social media went off and was saying he was corny for that and that shit was whack and why everybody is coming for Meg.
You know what? I actually don't see it that way, because when he says this isn't for Megan Thee Stallion, this is for Megan the person, that right there shows you what his intent is. Like, he's just saying his side of the story because, you know, she fucked him over.
He wasn't dating Meg the entertainer. He was dating the Meg. Person. Yeah, he was dating Meg. So that was a dresser. I guess that was his, I want to say his letter of closure. I would say the song was like a letter of closure in a way.
I would say that.
You know?
And he actually wishes her well because he says, like, I hope you find the help you need or something in one of the parts. So it's...
He was saying she needs a lot of emotional healing, which I don't doubt it. She's been through a rough couple of years.
No, she has.
She lost her mother and the shooting.
Her parents and... It's crazy. It's just crazy. She's been through a lot of crazy stuff.
As beautiful as she, and then people are like, you know, not Meg. Yeah, Meg is a beautiful woman. Doesn't take away from the fact that she might be a piece of shit.
That's true.
Just might be, right? We don't know her, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody, you know, there's a lot of beautiful women that are trash.
Yeah.
There's a lot of beautiful women that are trash, you know? So I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be surprised as, oh, shit, yeah, she is trash, you know, whatever. But just because she was a victim of what happened to her doesn't take away from what happened to her, but. I mean, doesn't she did? She didn't lie about fucking Tori. She did. That's not an opinion. That's a fact.
Right.
It was proven that
in court. Right?
In court,
because in court, the only thing that matters are facts.
Are facts, right?
It's yes or you no. Know? There's no maybe or in between.
Right. And she had a whole interview, sat down, bald face lie when they asked her if she had a sexual relationship with Tori Lanez, and she said no. No, I did not. And. You know, let me tell you something. He stood by her through that shit.
He did.
He stood by her through that
he
shit.
He really did.
Even if he knew that shit was, even after it was said in court that she did have a relationship with him, he was there with her. They showed him going to court with her. That tells you the real, like, loyalty of a person when they stick by you when shit is rough.
No matter what, yeah. Because that's when it matters.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
That's when it matters.
Not
anybody can be there for you when you're happy. Is you know, when the chips are down.
Shit. They always say you know the true people when you're in jail, when you're in the hospital. And that's a fact. That's so true. But I don't know. Damn. That's crazy, though.
That is crazy.
I like the song.
I do, too. I like him.
Yeah, like that's supposedly Cardi B's ghostwriter. They say
no
party, yeah.
I love him.
Yeah. I like them together. I like when they were together, yeah. He seemed very gentleman with her.
Right. And it's so funny because, you know, of the image that he portrays. But then it's like you see his soft side. What? I wonder when his birthday is.
He's a cap.
Yeah?
Cool. The gentleman shit makes sense, though, because catmen are typically like gentlemen. They're dry as fuck, but... Yeah, I ain't going with my shit again. Now we're going into your season. This is the last day of Scorpio season, baby. Now we're going into Sagittarius. Let's give it up because I love me a Sag. I love me. Where you at? Where you at? All right.
Yeah.
Shout outs to the Sagittarius starting tomorrow.
Our season is starting and I'm super excited. If one thing about me, I love meeting other Sagittarius people. Fucking love it. I love it so much because I think that we're awesome.
Let's name some Sagittarius. We got number one Sag that I love.
Me? It better be me,
oh, no,
bitch.
Yeah, you, of course. That's Listen, I don't even, what is it? What's understood don't need to be explained. Jay-Z.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The greatest. You guys are the philosophers of the Zodiac.
Are we?
Yes. That whole person, the bow and arrow, that's what that represents the Sag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's supposedly like a philosopher.
Beautiful. I love it. So that's
it makes
why
sense,
I like to write.
Yeah,
and...
right. That's where that comes from. And most like Sagittarius that I've met are a great conversationalists, very smart. Very smart people. All about
it.
Learning new things.
It.
Yeah, they
Go
love
ahead,
to learn.
Baby. Tell me more.
Okay. No, they love to learn new things. They love to share the things that they learn.
Yeah. We're I'm super nerds.
And brutally honest.
Oof, oh, yeah.
Ouch.
We try to be, at least. I don't know. I love my peoples. I love my peoples. I love them. I love them so much. I don't know if it's because I love me. Like, I love the way I am. But, like, when I meet other Sag, they're the same.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that's why I love them. Because it's like, oh, my gosh, you're, like, just, you're me. Like, I love it.
Let me tell you something. Dory is just like Phoebe from Friends.
I am.
I've gotten into Friends because of her. She is just like a Phoebe. It's so funny.
I love it. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So
So shout out to all the Sag out there.
I know.
Taylor November. Swift. Oh, no. Get out of here.
Taylor Swift, she has my birthday.
Get
so
out of here. No. Happy birthday, you know how Taylor Swift. I feel about that.
I don't know what other celebrities I share my birthday with, but I know Britney Spears is a Sag, Miley Cyrus, Snooki. I know Snooki.
And Britney Spears.
I said Britney Spears.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. I think. I don't know, but, you know, I love y'all.
Shout out to y'all. Our season is slowly approaching as well. We're not the biggest, like, you know. Not everybody loves us, but our emotional asses. But
I don't know.
Don't start. Keep your conversation. No, you know what?
I want to say real quick, shout out to my sister. To my sister Scarlett. I don't know if I should say this. Anyway.
Why you looked over there like she's gonna come from around the corner? I don't know.
But I was saying shout outs to her because I realized today that she follows us and you know, she might be listening. I mean, she won't understand. Can they translate this over there?
Anything is possible, girl. Oh, okay. I would so then not.
I'm not going to say what I so was going to say. So
shout out to Scarlett.
Nice. But shout out to you, Flaca. I love you and I miss you. And
hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Yeah.
¿Ya vive en la República Dominicana?
Yeah, she's a lot older than me.
Okay, so shout out to all the listeners in DR. We do have listeners in Dominican Republic.
Yeah? So, mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
So shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Meh, 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 meh. I didn't get to do this the whole episode. Meh,
meh, meh, meh. There you go.
But
right now in my head is playing Una Bachatica. I kind of wish they were seeing us right now.
So, guys, you know, unfortunately, we won't have video this week because my dumbass went in and broke the tripod, so we have to replace it. So there won't be any video this week, yeah, because I don't have anywhere to put the phone so we can take video. But promise that we will be back next week. You will get to see our beautiful faces next week. Don't worry about it.
Yay.
Yeah, so we're gonna close it off. We're gonna end it. We're gonna end it with that. Any last words?
Yes.
Stop lying. If your man asks you if you slept with someone, admit to it. If he's asking this because he already knows.
Wait, what?
I'm like, stop lying to your man about who you slept with. He's asking you because he already knows.
What are you talking about?
About Party. Party and Meg. What about that? That's why I'm saying that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get it.
Lord.
I didn't get it. It's me.
What's your last words?
Wait, I'm looking for them. Oh, here they are. Don't let anyone save you for later. Now go with God. Godspeed. God luck. Let me stop.
God bless.
All right, I'm being an ass. All right, guys. Real, y'all. Love y'all.
Yeah, I already know where to find the Ladies Pitch podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. So you can find the podcast. You will find the Ladies Pitch podcast there. Don't forget to drop a comment. Follow us on YouTube at Ladies Pitch. And yeah, share, comment, subscribe, all that shit. Keep us in the algorithm. This is your girl, Haiti Baby. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Bye.